Reish Mem Tef. Reish Mem Tef. Tif Beit. Also, the Kvoya Bar of Shabbat, Suda and Mishte, Shin Rogu Mechum. We feel we see the series. Nekov and Shabbat, Shikon Shabbat, Shrutoy Lechol, Mechol Ayom Mechol Eser. Except, says Ramah, a Suda which is Zmana, is on Erev Shabbos, which is a bris milah, pidgin rabbeinu kudeime, v'chein ha'meni g'pashim. Now the Mechaber gives one of the reason why it's also to be gevei asuda, is because you should come into Shabbos with an appetite. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a different reason why it should be asked, why one should refrain. He says, since you're so busy with the Suda, then you're not going to get into the Esek of Shabbat. You're not going to have time to prepare for Shabbos, which is al-derech, what we saw in the beginning in Reish Mem Beis, that the certain things that they were, as was takana, not to wash on Friday, you're going to be too busy, and therefore you're not going to have time for Tzarech HaMa Shabbos. Reish Mem Tetzif Aleph, that's best in the reason why you're not allowed to travel, because you might get there too late and you won't be able to have time to prepare for Shabbos. Chazal were very worried that people are not going to have time to prepare for Shabbos. Now, Bizvaninu, it's not very common at all to be so caught up in a Suda that for hours on end that you have no, especially in the morning, at night, if you get caught up in a chasana and so it goes all night, the mitzvot and everything is the seder. But in the morning, generally during the day, we don't have such mitzvahs that it goes for hours on end. Nevertheless, the halacha still applies for the most part that you're not supposed to be kaveh. Now the nafkamina between the two timeim would be if you have food prepared beforehand. You already prepared the early seven Shabbos, I think says that's the nafkamina. That if you have food prepared beforehand, then you don't have the time that the Mishnah Berurah has, but you do have the time of the Mechaber that you should be toiv. Now there's a third time that's brought down in the Prima Gad, in the Bir Alach, from the Prima Gad. Nikav Shavish Yikarnes, Prima Gad, Matan, the Inatam Shum Yathiavan, and with the Ikar Atam Ipne Shum Zalzu, Baze, Kavad Shavish Isa, Erev Shavish Shavah Baze, Limea Shavis. When you eat a huge Suda on Erev Shabbos, so what's special about Shabbos? Nothing too special about Shabbos. Shabbos is like every other weekday, and therefore it's a bizarre. If that's the case, then also the Tam is not going to help you, that even if you have food that's prepared, it's still not going to help you off that Tam. So here we have at least two Tamim that it doesn't pass, and therefore even if the food is prepared, still one should refrain. Now, what's included in a Suda which is Mutter? Bismila, Pidgin Ben, which is even Shalei Bismana, the Bir Alacha says, Sima Sechta. And they bring down also, the Bachacher says, in Ishal Avram, he says, Sudas Chol HaMoed, Hashana Rabo, which is right before Yantif. Also, this is very common, also on this year, Sudas Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Erev Shabbos, especially if you're davening yeshiva or somewhere that you only finish, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Especially if you daven, sometimes you can finish at, I think, when I was in Yeshiva, we finished at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you only finished much later in the afternoon, and you want to be kaveya, a yontif sudo, on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, that's mutter, that's the zmanai, and therefore it is mutter. Now, with regard to the other way around, if Shabbos is before yontif, and you want to know whether or not you should be kaveya, a shalosh shudis later on, so there are things in the Mishnah Berurah that taka you should. However, the minhag of the Olam is, I saw this the way that Shmuel Kamenetsky says in Kivut Halachos, that many of the Olam are knowing is to split up your Shabbos morning Suda into two Sudas. That way you're not being Kaveya Suda so late in the afternoon, because Mishnah Berurah says, even in an Eifin where it's mutter to be Kaveya Suda, lechatchila you should do it in the morning, not in the afternoon. If someone's making a bris, you should rather, instead of doing it at 1:30 in the afternoon, you should do it in the morning, so too with the Pidgin Ben, so too with your Shal Shudis. If you have the Echelis, you should do it earlier after Chatzais, maybe, but before the Esar Shoris, before the other time, as early as possible, then you shouldn't. Now you have to be careful not to get into Shailas of Brachas and Tzrichas to make proper Hefsekim in between. That's not really so much our Indian, and therefore we're not going to handle it at this point. However, one thing that is, yes, very negeh, was brought down in this Bir Alacha. There's a long Bir Alacha here that goes on to Amud Beis, and he says at the end of the day, the last line, he says, "Akoponim lekuli alma nochan lahadash lelamali kreisim misharechilis kodim sudas apas." This is very, very common that people go to kiddushim before they have. This is referring to Shabbos day, and people go to kiddushim, and this, especially if they put out a real spread by the kiddush, then you could have Chalon, then Kogol, and who knows what, before you get to your Suda's Pass. By the time you come to your real Suda, you're Mamash Bechal, not hungry, you're not interested, and you don't have the Chur. Certainly, the Kuli Alma wants you to be careful not to overdo it by a Kiddush, that you should eat his Suda Shabbat with the oven. Unless he's being Mekayim his Suda Shabbat with Pass above a Kiddush. Thank you.